Good morning here on the Caravan and Camping Show. Augusta is where we are at, and guess what? We're going to talk to someone who not only has a lovely holiday destination in Augusta, somewhere very near a part of the river that kind of looks like Italy. We'll get to that. They also understand, these people, they understand the area because they've been there for not one generation, many. Let's meet the owner and creator of West Bay Retreat Caravan Park, Shane Ellis. Hello, Shane.
How you going, John?
How's that for an introduction for someone who's got a very nice holiday park there?
Yeah, that sounds good, mate. I like the inverted Italy. I've never been to Italy, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, when you have a look at that section of the river, yeah, it just looks like Italy the other way around. But now we're in Augusta. Let's talk a little bit first about your caravan site, your holiday destination for the folks, because what I particularly like about it is not only are dogs are allowed, which is wonderful, you've got disabled facilities as well. Tell us a bit about that.
Look, it's not hard to be a disabled facility. It could be better for the wheelies and those sort of people. It's just extra big toilets and showers and things that allow wheelchairs to get in. Definitely a lot more could be done in their favour. They are capable of coming here and using it, for sure.
Certainly, as we get on in age two, these areas make it very nice. And dogs are allowed. You must have some adventures with all the folks coming along with their animals.
Yeah, no, it's not just dogs or pets. We've had all sorts of people bring all sorts of different animals, from budgies and cats to horses. So, yeah, the dogs are most welcome. Generally, you like to try and keep them on a lead just to keep everyone happy. And obviously, they've got to tidy up after themselves and the rest of it. So it's fine. There's a lot of people that travel with their animals.
I've spoken to so many, Shane. You know, they say, look, if I can't bring my dog, I can't go there. So they're always on the lookout. So here we are at West Bay Retreat Caravan Park. There's a bit of history, too, because your family have been there for how many, did I understand, seven generations?
My ancestors go back to the first boatload that came out with Mr. Turner, who was the early. The interesting thing on Augusta is that it was all free shuttled. It wasn't a convict colony. So for every pound or whatever the dollar was that was brought out by the early settlers, they got given land. And my history, or our history, family history, goes back to the first boatload, who was Mr. Turner. And that was a man named Brennan, who was his he was his head stockman.
Yes.
So that was the original of it. And then in 1983, William Ellis, who was a sea captain, came out here as well. So they've sort of been here ever since then, off and on.
Seafaring stock from all those generations ago.
Yeah, you could say we hide our second head quite well, but, it's close enough to the city to run away for the weekends and still enjoy the country life.
You've changed the theme of the area from originally it was farming land.
Originally, before the settlers, we had the Indigenous, of course, who I'm sure would have loved the place because of the water and the rest of it. Then there was early whaling prior to settlement, and then the early British settlers that came out, they tried farming it fairly unsuccessfully, and the timber industry got in here big time with MC Davies, and then after that, I suppose, it was sort of farming generally, but tourism is what's been holding the place together probably since the mid-'80s, late-'80s, I suppose.
What was involved in the creation of your holiday park? What made you decide one day, let's do it?
Personally, it was more of a very haphazardly, I suppose. I think my grandfather, who was the original owner of the property, had his mind set to some sort of tourism very early, and we sort of basically fallen into it. I think original plans was for a 300-bay caravan park. That sort of got changed. The 50-bay caravan park, with it has in future use chalets and lodges and stuff, but that was 16 years ago, which haven't changed much in the last 16 years. We're sort of doing what we're doing, and everyone seems to like the natural side of the place, so it hasn't changed a lot.
You're so close to the water. How long would it take me to get from my two-man tent down to the water?
Hopefully the Shire councillors aren't listening. It depends what day you're in here. You could almost camp on the water, but we are actually set back about 80 metres, I suppose, is our boundary.
Yes.
From an 80-metre stroll to the water's edge. People generally leave their kayaks and dinghies tied up down the front.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a jetty licence, which is about 80 years old, but unfortunately it needs a new jetty. I think 80 years, 100 years ago, they actually built a few boats. They had boat sheds and stuff here where they constructed, well, small ships almost.
Mm.
And as I said, I mean, one of the big things that people say, what do we do in Augusta? And apart from the caves and the lighthouse and those known features, Augusta's museum is excellent place to start off with, because you have all this history with old photos, you know, like tall ships tied up at jetties that no longer exist. So it's got quite a seafaring history as well.
What about the motorhomes and the RVs? Can we get those down there, Shane?
Definitely. There are two other caravan parks in town. They're Shire-owned. They're probably more facilitated in the way of bitumen roads and structure, but they're definitely more crowded as well. We are on a deep sewer sort of system here, so we can take their waste and whatnot. The other thing within our park is that we're not as structured where the sites are individually marked out with fences or hedges or whatever. It's 14 acres. We advertise as 14 acres of bushland. As long as you can get in under the trees, you can go wherever you like on site.
Oh, good. I like that kind of freedom, particularly when you've got the fifth wheelers, because they need a bit of room to turn around and back in and back out.
Yeah, that's one. And everything here is a ring road system, so it sort of goes through where they can drive straight out. It's an easy drive-in, drive-out way.
What about the prices? How much does it cost for me to put my little two-man tent on, and where do we go from there?
Yeah, well, our prices here are $15 an adult per night, $5 a child per night, and if you take power, it's another $5 for that site per night. So basically, it's $35 per night for a powered site for two, and if you stay seven nights, you get the seventh night free, and if your hassle is hard enough and stay longer, I'm sure there's other discounts. It's pretty casual.
I like the sound of that. So for my little two-man tent, two of us unpowered site, starting off at $30, and you just work up from there.
Yeah. And the longer you stay, the cheaper it gets. As I said, we have people come in their tents and stay for a week and end up being here for six, and usually ends up, as I said, a little bit less again.
Yeah, so. I could imagine. They describe it as a little piece of paradise out there.
Yeah, that was our spiel we wrote up 16 years ago. And because the paradise, all that's grown here really since the first construction, are the trees. So it's a bushland park.
Yeah,
lots of birds, kangaroos, etc. So it's pretty nice and quiet.
For a day out, to head out from Augusta and back, any places you recommend, Shane?
Margaret River's not too far away for the bright lights and all the shopping. So that's, you can still get your shopping and whatnot. It's a sort of, because you have to drive 14 k's into Augusta and then 14 k's back out of Augusta. So you've got all the main attractions of the coastline, ocean, river fishing, and then you've got all the cave systems, Lewin Lighthouse, and as I said before, the museum. So it's smack bang in the middle of whatever Margaret River offers at the end of the day.
I love it, and I love the place you have, and I really like the story and the history too. So we're talking about West Bay Retreat Caravan Park. Now, your phone number there is 9758 1572. 9758 1572. Just there on Bustle Highway.
At the 80K sign as you come into town.
Nice and easy. I really appreciate your time, and have fun in paradise.
Thank you very much, John.